Namaste, my humanities in medicine, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion family. Dr. Michelle here for this week's Humanities in Medicine, DEI, weekly wrap-up.
Your healthcare, honey. Dr. Michelle K. Watson, surgical precision with poetic vision. Welcome to the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience.
Bienvenidos, bienvenue, sakpase, aloha, habari gani, konnichiwa, mabuhay, mahalo, hello, and welcome to the newest, brightest, and shiniest weekly wrap-up episode of the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience. I hope you are enjoying what remains of your summer as we get into gear for the second season of our no-nonsense-taking, rule-breaking, trailblazing audio enclave of healthcare equanimity. I would like to exuberantly offer my most sincere measure of gratitude for your international support of the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience.
Welcome to the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience.
You too are everywhere and have supported and downloaded and listened at any and every hour worldwide. And I thank you for remaining with the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience. Thank you for the many thousands of downloads, the listening ears, attentiveness, and more importantly, the learning and the laughing in this armchair podcast.
Where healing meets truth and every voice counts. We rise, we shine, we speak, we heal. Global love in every word we feel. Hit like, hit share, hit play, subscribe. The Humanities in Medicine Worldwide Innovation Vibe. Download the past, the future is lit. Dr. Watson on the mic, equity in medicine. This is it.
I have brainstormed and masterminded this community public health endeavor to educate, entertain, and enlighten through edutainment in medicine while writing books, creating other content forged within a cultivated crucible of sociocultural immersion projects, the majority of which I will be pleased to share with you, my auditory edutainment family, in the upcoming season 2 of the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience. I promise you, it will be the wildest, most amazing, awesome, avant-garde health-related experience you will have online. Finally, there is one other title I have achieved in the interim, and that title is not one I ever could have imagined I would acquire or garner when I launched this podcast on all major platforms around the world. Which title, you inquire? Where was she, you ask? Well, my health equity family around the world, you listened, the downloads came, and the world answered with a new title. Dr. Michelle, your creator, host, and producer, became a bona fide museum artist. Yes, artiste. If there is anyone to blame for this, it's all of you. It's all your fault. Through your participation and support for my episodes, you are to blame. My episodes about ethnobotany and microaggression mindfulness meditation, MBSR mindfulness-based stress reduction, and Ed Dwight, who is all right, and President JFK. But one episode in particular, when no one checks for Latinx in its popularity on the platform charts, and other special audio nooks and crannies where the world manages to find and listen to me, like Audible and Amazon Music. Shout out to Audible and to those of you through either happenstance or circumstance who found me there. It's all your fault. Thanks to your support, It brought this episode front of mind to the art world, and curators worked feverishly with me in painstaking fashion to transform the episode into a hybrid museum exhibit this past spring. The topic, transformational access to medicine and health equity through linguistics for marginalized and multilingual populations. Indeed, when no one checks for Latinx. In addition, the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience established a world record by becoming the very first podcast in history to have an episode transformed into a museum exhibit. We became pioneers, my listeners, and this is all your fault. More to come about this in season two, and I thank you. Embrace your culpability. I would like to share a segment of the artist's statement I provided for one of the exhibits. So here goes. Hello. Greetings. Bienvenue. Bienvenidos. Namaste, and welcome to the Liberating Languaging Museum. My name is Dr. Michelle K. Watson. And I am the host, creator, and producer of the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience. The episode provided for the Liberating Language Museum is entitled When No One Checks for Latinx, Linguistical Humanities in Medicine, Advocacy Checks for Latinx Patient Populations con la Fuerza. Let us take a trip. Multilingual first-generation American health professionals, physicians, and surgeons like me, or otherwise, possess an interesting adroitness in handling cultural nuances in translation that supersede any aspect of the standardized pedagogical processes in medical institutions. Linguistic cultural competencies can be contextually challenging, but when handled masterfully in conveyance of respeto or respect, instill confidence, dignifies, and encourages patience. Clear and compassionate communication is transformative to patient care. For non-English speaking patients, being of service in medical translation is not just a simplistic conversion of words. It is a thoroughly beneficial, culturally affirmative influence in the art of healing. Medical linguistics confronts unique, intangible sociocultural challenges that extend far beyond language fundamentals. It establishes trust, and its intentionally streamlined performance prevents life-threatening errors, championing the saving of lives. Being found and not lost in translation is a healthcare heroic measure. This Humanities in Medicine podcast episode represents an ear-hustling moment of emboldened advocacy for a marginalized surgical consumer through impassioned storytelling. The musical incorporation of the works of Pablo Neruda serves as a poetic phantasmagoria of perceptions of sickness and health. In the rescue of a Latina patient from the depths of disparity, I determinedly wield a linguistic fluidity and fluency as a protective instrument of empathic, authoritative nurturance. The fuerza, or force, inherent to language in health science is the parlance dreams are made of, quite literally, with the utilization of the maxim, nosce ta ipsum, or know thyself, as an extension of Apollo, the Greco-Roman archer god of medicine and prophecy. Via cryptic messaging, his Delphic oracle professed entranced utterances of medical diagnoses and curative pharmacopoeia formulations of antiquity. The veritable panoply of advantages gleaned from qualified medical translation fosters patient confidence by solidifying treatment compliance, engagements, and adherence to medical instructions. Medical language services transform incomprehensible babblings into enhanced patient experiences and outcomes. Interactions are fortified through translation when language comprehension stakes are too high to cut corners. Practices ideally vetted for medical linguistic assistance to healthcare providers include assessment of patient demographics and languages, prioritizing interpretation, translation of sensitive documents like consent forms, in the case of Ms. Lopez, discharge instructions, and HIPAA notices, partnership with certified experts to ensure the highest standards, and educating medical teams on the standard operating procedures in accessing translated materials and when or how to request interpretation. Health equity through linguistic diversity across a multiplicity of access needs leads to increased appointment attendance, heightened utilization of benefits, and better community health involvement. This extrapolates to consumers with disabilities, visual impairments, and other impediments of speech and language. It is imperative that the allied health and helping professions incorporate methodologies serving as a panacea of inclusivity for disenfranchised populations. The culture of language must embody a plurality of resplendent, multifaceted experiences critical to its efforts. Raising awareness of the multicultural warp and weft woven into the fabric of expanding linguistic and translation capabilities need not transcend the limits of understanding. The ultimate manifestation is truly idiomas sin barreras in medicina, languages without barriers in medicine. Ordered stat. En español. Los profesionales de la salud de los Estados Unidos, multilingües de primera generación, médicos y cirujanos como yo o no, poseen una habilidad interesante para manejar los matices culturales en la traducción que reemplazan cualquier aspecto de los procesos pedagógicos estandarizados en las instituciones médicas. Las competencias culturales lingüísticas pueden ser un desafío contextual, pero cuando se manejan con maestría para transmitir respeto o respect, infunden confianza, dignifican y alientan a los pacientes. La comunicación clara y compasiva es transformadora para la atención al paciente. Para los pacientes que no hablan inglés, ser útil en la traducción médica no es solo una conversión simplista de palabras, es una influencia culturalmente afirmativa y completamente beneficiosa en el arte de curar. La lingüista médica enfrenta desafíos socioculturales únicos y intangibles que se extienden mucho más allá de los fundamentos del lenguaje. Genera confianza y su desempeño intencionalmente optimizado previene errores que ponen en peligro la vida, defendiendo así salvar vidas. Ser encontrado y no perderse en la traducción es una medida heroica en materia de atención médica. Este episodio del podcast Humanities in Medicine representa un momento conmovedor de defensa envalentonada de un consumidor quirúrgico marginado a través de una narración apasionada. La incorporación musical de las obras de Pablo Neruda sirve como una fantasmagoria poética de percepciones de enfermedad y salud. En el rescate de una paciente latina de las profundidades de la disparidad, utilizó con determinación y fluidez lingüísticas como instrumento protector de crianza empática y autoritaria. La fuerza o fuerza inherente al lenguaje en la ciencia de la salud es el lenguaje del que están hechos los sueños, literalmente, con el uso de la máxima noscete ipsam o conócete a ti mismo como una extensión de Apolo, el dios arquero greco-romano de la medicina y la profecía. A través de mensajes crípticos, su oráculo de Delfos profesaba expresiones embelesadas de diagnósticos médicos y formulaciones curativas de farmacopea de la antigüedad. La verdadera panoplia de ventajas obtenidas de la traducción médica calificada fomenta la confianza del paciente al consolidar el cumplimiento del tratamiento, el compromiso y la adherencia a las instrucciones médicas. Los servicios del lenguaje médico transforman balbuceos incomprensibles y en experiencias y resultados mejorados para el paciente. Las interacciones se fortalecen a través de la traducción cuando lo que está en juego en cuanto a la comprensión del lenguaje, es demasiado importante como para tomar atajos. Las prácticas hábilmente examinadas para la asistencia lingüística médica a los proveedores de atención médica incluyen la evaluación demográfica y los idiomas del paciente, la prioridad de la interpretación, la traducción de documentos sensibles como formularios de consentimiento, instrucciones de alta y avisos de HIPAA la asociación con expertos certificados para garantizar los más altos estándares y la educación de los equipos sobre los procedimientos operativos estándar para acceder a materiales traducidos y cuándo o cómo solicitar interpretación. La equidad en la salud a través de la diversidad lingüística en una multiplicidad de necesidades de acceso conduce a una mayor asistencia a las citas, una mayor utilización de los beneficios y una mejor participación de la comunidad en la salud. Esto se extrapola a los consumidores con discapacidades, deficiencias visuales y otros impedimentos del habla y el lenguaje. Es imperativo que las profesiones de salud y asistencia afines incorporen metodologías que sirvan como una panacea de inclusión para las poblaciones marginadas. La cultura del lenguaje debe encarnar una pluralidad de experiencias resplandecientes y multifacéticas que sean fundamentales para sus esfuerzos. La conciliación de la urdimbre y la trama multiculturales tejidas en el tejido de las capacidades lingüísticas y de traducción en expansión no necesita trascender los límites de la comprensión. La manifestación final es verdaderamente idiomas sin barreras en medicina, Languages Without Barriers in Medicine, Ordenados STAT.
Your healthcare, honey. Dr. Michelle K. Watson, surgical precision with poetic vision. Welcome to the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience, where healing meets truth and every voice counts. We rise, we shine, we speak, we heal. Global love in every word we feel. Hit like, hit share, hit play, subscribe to Humanities in Medicine, worldwide innovation vibe. Download the path, the future is lit. Dr. Watson on the mic, we in medicine, this is it. This is it, push it low. We're changing the world, one voice, one beat. Her voice is the realness, now feel that heat. Step in the room, voices ignite. Beatbox brilliance, taking flight. From barrios to favelas, deserts to isles. We heal the truth, we break denial. Multilingual power at every turn of song. We speak our rights, we right the wrong. Sutures and stories, scars that teach. Every mic we grab, every soul we reach. Doctors, surgeons, advocates bold. This is the future that won't be sold. White coats and rhythm, hearts in sync. Caduceus and hand, we push to the brain. We rise, we shine, we speak, we heal. Global love in every word we feel. Hit like, hit share, hit play, subscribe. We humanities and medicine, worldwide vibe. Download the path, the future is lit. Dr. Watson on the mic, equity and medicine. This is edge in the world, one voice, one beat. Her voice is the realness, now feel that heat. From Harlem to Havana, Lagos to Seoul. Justice is the rhythm, healing is the goal. We're breaking silos, connecting threads. Breaking through systems where fear once spread. Podcast tribe, you're the soul of the drive. Each download a heartbeat, keeping hope alive. You move, you shake, your frontline change. Together we're powerful, wide in range. Press play, get loud, don't hold back. History's listening, we're on that track. Dr. Watson leading with passionate flair. Scalpel in a mic, she's everywhere. Speaking truth to power, she's everywhere. Say power, say peace. Say healing for the world, no justice, no cease. Say equity, say now. Say we're the change, we wear that crown. We rise, we shine, we speak, we heal. Global love in every word we feel. Hit like, hit share, hit play, subscribe. These humanities in medicine, worldwide vibe. Download the path, the future is lit. Watson on the mic. The healthcare, honey, this is it. We're changing the world.
I sincerely hope you enjoyed the artist statement segment, as well as the latest version of the Humanities in Medicine podcast experience show anthem. Remember, in spite of the massive changes and upheavals in the healthcare sector globally, we rise, we shine, we speak, we heal. Global love in every word we feel. Hit like, hit share, hit play, subscribe. The Humanities in Medicine Worldwide Innovation Vibe. Buckle your seatbelts. Season 2 coming up soon. And what a ride it will be. Until then, namaste from your healthcare honey, show host and producer, and artiste, Dr. Michelle.
And we're just getting started. Headphones on.
For additional resources and to stay connected with the Humanities in Medicine DEI family, visit our website, elementarymydearmd.com. As always, I am Dr. Michelle K. Watson, creator, host, and producer of the Elementary My Dear Humanities in Medicine podcast experience. Join me on this groundbreaking, inspiring audio revolution for a new episode every month on all major podcast hosting platforms such as Audible, Apple, Spotify, Deezer, and Amazon Music. Culturally relevant content, custom created and curated with sensitivity for an informed multicultural listener base for a more informed future. For additional information, please visit the description area of this groundbreaking podcast episode. Stay informed, but of course, be certain to like, share, subscribe, and comment. Namaste.